Welcome back, learner. If you think about it, you know how incredibly stressful it is to find a professional you can actually trust,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. It's a nightmare.
Right. Like, just recall the last time you had to hire someone for something with massive stakes. You know, you are likely anxious, you're stepping completely out of your depth, and you are just desperately trying to evaluate if the person sitting across the desk from you is, like, genuinely competent.
Yeah, or if they just happen to lease a very intimidating, expensive-looking office.
Exactly. You just don't know. Now, multiply that inherent anxiety by a massive factor, and, well, that is the baseline emotional state of someone hiring a lawyer.
It's traditionally an incredibly fraught, highly sensitive, and defensive human interaction.
Yeah, it really is. But our source material today focuses on this really fascinating shift in the legal industry, and it's powered by a tool called Counsel Twin AI.
Right. And the focus here isn't merely on a new software integration or like some iterative update to legal tech. If you view it through a purely technical lens, you completely miss the underlying mechanism.
Yeah, totally. Because today's deep dive is actually an exploration of human psychology, right? Specifically, how trust you, which is, you know, that elusive, fragile commodity that usually takes months of direct interaction to build, how that is being manufactured at scale long before a single word is ever spoken between two people. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because the fundamental dynamic of the traditional law firm intake call is just being totally inverted by this tech.
It really is. The sources highlight that intake calls at law firms using Counsel Twin AI, well, they start fundamentally differently.
Right.
I mean, the client is still nervous, obviously. They're describing a tough, often painful life situation, but there is an underlying comfort level that usually takes an in-person meeting to build.
Yeah, and the sources cite this recurring, almost identical sentence that attorneys using this system just keep hearing from brand new clients. The client gets on the phone and says, I felt like I already knew who I was hiring.
Yeah, that singular phrase is incredible. It unlocks the entire phenomenon.
It's a completely paradoxical statement for first interaction. I mean, the prospect is not commenting on the current call, right? They aren't complimenting the attorney's phone etiquette.
No, not at all.
They are actively describing a relationship that was constructed, like, entirely in the past tense. They built a bond while the attorney was physically occupied elsewhere, you know, in court, at a deposition, or just living their life.
Right. And to understand what this actually means, we have to look at the psychological term from the source, which is parasocial relationship formation.
Okay, right. We usually hear that term with, like, celebrities or influencers.
Right, exactly. Just like with news anchors or podcasters or YouTubers, the human brain evaluates trust through faces and voices. So repeated exposure to a face and voice creates a one-sided sense of familiarity that flawlessly mimics actually knowing someone.
Wow.
Yeah, the brain just catalogs a profound sense of safety and predictability.
That makes so much sense. It's like when you listen to a show, maybe even this deep dive,
Yeah.
right now, and you, the learner, feel like you're in the room with us, even though we don't actually know you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. A prospect spending 20 or 30 minutes watching an attorney explain legal concepts achieves this exact same effect.
What's fascinating here is how this psychological quirk fundamentally alters a high-stress, high-trust decision, like hiring an attorney. I mean, they can't evaluate the attorney's actual legal skills, so they have to rely entirely on this visceral feeling of trust.
Right, which usually takes a ton of time. And since we've established how this parasocial trust works, we now have to look at how it physically alters the timeline of human decision-making.
Yeah, the compressed sales cycle.
Right.
Because the status quo is, well, it's exhausting. A prospect is scared, overwhelmed, and trying to evaluate an attorney's skills. Normally, determining if someone is trustworthy takes time, direct interaction, and multiple meetings.
Yeah.
But video compresses this completely.
Okay, but let me ask a pointed question here, just push back a little. Aren't they still doing the same evaluation? Like, they just swap sitting in a chair for staring at a screen.
Well, not exactly. The text breaks this down into two distinct mindsets. The first is discovery mode.
Okay.
This is your cold caller, maybe from a directory or a Google ad. They want to understand the process, assess credibility, and compare the firm against like two others.
Oh, right. So they're super defensive.
Exactly. The intake call has a massive burden of proof. The attorney has to prove everything from scratch.
Yeah. Which sounds exhausting for everyone involved.
It is. But the second mindset is confirmation mode. This is a prospect who watched three YouTube videos and an explainer on the firm's site.
Ah, okay.
They've already assessed the communication style, the command of the subject, and the attorney's approachability. They aren't deciding anymore. They are confirming.
Wow. And the business impact of that is just wild. The tangible results noted by Counsel Twin AI users are huge. They're seeing drastically higher consultation to retainer conversion rates.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie.
Plus better intake quality and clients who just arrive, prepared, engaged, and fully committed. So what does this all mean?
Right.
It means the attorney isn't suddenly, like, way more persuasive. The prospect is simply arriving at the finish line before the race even starts.
Exactly. The heavy lifting is already done. And now that we know video compresses the sales cycle and drives massive conversions, we really have to look at what kind of video achieves this.
Right, because I think most people assume you need huge production value.
Which is a total myth. The text clarifies this crucial point. This trust does not come from expensive equipment, professional studios, or high production value.
Wait, really? Because you'd think for a high-stakes lawsuit, you need, like, Hollywood-level lighting to look professional.
Nope. Actually, being too polished can trigger skepticism. It comes from seeing the brain at work.
Seeing the brain at work. I love that phrasing.
Yeah, it comes from seeing the attorney actually think. The source uses a specific example of watching an attorney walk through a car accident claims process. They detail what insurance companies do, or contrast a fair settlement with a lowball offer.
Right.
The viewer isn't impressed by the camera quality. They're captivated by the attorney's cognitive process.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Wait, but a firm's bio page lists all their Ivy League credentials and their awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that enough to prove they know how to think?
Not at all. Text provides logic, but it lacks empathy.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's like reading the ingredients of a cake versus actually tasting it.
Oh, that's a perfect analogy.
Right. Like if I read flour, sugar, and cocoa, I know it's a chocolate cake. But watching a video of the attorney actively explaining it, that's tasting the cake. You instantly know if it's the right fit for you.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, text simply cannot replicate presence. A bio page shows your credentials, but only video shows whether the attorney explains things clearly.
What?
It shows whether they seem genuinely interested or if they're just going through the motions. Counsel Twin AI delivers this specific signal, the attorney's face, voice, and thinking on the exact topics ideal clients actually care about.
Okay, so we understand the psychology, the business impact, and the format. Finally, we have to look at the long-term timeline. Right? Like how this content behaves over years.
Yeah, the timeline aspect is huge.
It's the library that never sleeps. I just find this concept so enthusiastic. With Counsel Twin AI, which is the content engine inside Case Gravity, the attorney records once, and the trust building just runs continuously.
Yes, it never takes a day off. The text pulls some great timeline examples. Say you make a video on property damage claims. That video will capture someone in an accident next week.
Right.
But then a video on divorce mediation. That will be found by someone facing that painful process 6 months from now. The content does not expire.
It just sits there, waiting for someone to need it.
Exactly. Attorneys publishing consistently are building this massive trust infrastructure for the next 3 years. It's a competitive moat.
Here's where it gets really interesting. When you think about it, this creates an unassailable advantage. The longer this engine runs, the harder it is for a competitor to catch up.
Yeah, because they can't instantly replicate years of compounding parasocial trust. You can't just buy 3 years of digital presence overnight.
You really can't. It's mathematically and psychologically impossible for late adopters to just bridge that gap.
Exactly.
So to wrap this all up for you, Lerner, we've gone on quite the journey today. We've gone from the magic of parasocial relationships to compressing the sales cycle. We now understand that presence beats production value, and finished up with the sheer power of compounding digital trust.
It's a complete paradigm shift.
It really is. And for you, Lerner, consider how you evaluate professionals in your own life. Have you been in confirmation mode without even realizing it? Have you hired someone because you secretly hung out with their digital content first?
It's happening more than people realize.
Yeah, and it leaves us with this final provocative thought. If asynchronous video can entirely replace the initial, highly sensitive human trust-building phase for lawyers, how long until this parasocial relationship model completely takes over other high-stakes, deeply personal fields?
Right, like medicine.
Exactly. Medicine therapy or financial planning. Are we moving toward a future where we will just refuse to hire any professional unless we've secretly hung out with their digital twin first?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You neither. Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us today. Keep asking the big questions, and we'll catch you next time.